This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. Well, is today an ordinary day or an extraordinary day? They do start off appearing to be the same thing. They start off in the same way. They start off looking, sounding, feeling the same, usually. Not always, but usually. Difficult to tell the difference. But then something starts to happen. There was the time I went down to feed the girls. Breakfast time. Here we go. Go down. And I'm all geared up for that. And I get down there. And, oh, there's one of them with legs. Her legs, but also the legs of her crea that was about to be born. She'd started going into delivery. It was too early, I thought, for that. But no, apparently not. So that was extraordinary. That was a lovely surprise. It was a beautiful sunny day. It wasn't 11 o'clock in the morning. There is this thing. I think it's more likely than not that alpacas will give birth at 11 o'clock on a sunny day, on average. Of course, none of our alpacas are average, are they? So there's a tendency towards that, and that's kind of ish, normal-ish, kind of. But there are lots of exceptions. Some are really early, some are a bit later, both in the morning and later in the day, and even some really, really late. And there's usually complication there, and we don't want those. That's a different kind of extraordinary we could do without. So, yeah, that was a beautiful way to start the day. And safe arrival. Gorgeous. That was ordinary turning into extraordinary in the blink of an eye. And it does happen. And we can't plan that in terms of we can't make it happen. We can't make it, today's going to be an extraordinary day. We can sometimes get an idea that it may be. We got an idea of what is happening soon, or we think it's happening today, which is going to make it extraordinary. We've got things that we're planning, things that we've got in hand, as it were. But then there's other things that happen that are completely outside of our control. It's a bit like the weather. You know, you prepare for the weather, you put the right clothes on, the waterproofs, the wellies, the hat. That was this morning, yes. Correct. But you can't control the weather. You can't make it not rain. It's what it is. And we do the preparation. And we have the things that we have available to us to cope with whatever comes. Creas, they come when they're ready. Or when the mum's ready. Or else, just for no apparent good reason at all, they just come. And I've spent many hours on crea watch, backwards and forwards, checking. Any signs? They know that I'm watching. And I'm hopeful that the girls think it's comforting. Some of them don't. Some of them are pleased that I'm around and have more confidence because they have confidence in me. They trust me. That's amazing. But others, they would quite like me to stay a long way away, please. There were even some that would go up and hide at the top of the field and then into the trees to keep out of my eyesight. So I couldn't really see where they were. But they were the ones I was watching, and therefore I had to go find a place where I could spot them. So these things that we do, the crea watch, spending time noticing, drawing conclusions. That was a repeated visit to the poo pile. Drawing conclusions correctly. Okay, won't be long now. It should be later this morning. And other times drawing conclusions completely incorrectly. Yes, it's definitely going to be today. Definitely today. Definitely. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow then. Yes, maybe tomorrow. And the ones that I didn't think were pregnant and they were, and the ones that I was sure were pregnant and they turned out not to be. Over time, you get better at getting those things right. Well, everything, actually. The judgment gets better over time. And it comes from experience, comes from being able to get those things lining up. The thing it's supposed to be, the thing that I've read about, the thing that I've heard about, and the thing that I'm seeing, and them coming into line and becoming part of the lived experience, something that I've done, something that I've seen, something I've experienced, which helps for the next time to make the right kind of judgment. It all files away. It is all useful. I really love the birthing season. I'm sorry we're not having any career this year, but I really love the birthing season and the magical nature of new birth. Those maternal instincts that kick in, the things that they do, the behaviours, the care and the concern that they express, the career instincts to head for the shady parts, to head for the shadows, because that's going under mum to find the milk bar. Of course, sometimes if they're indoors, because it's rainy day like today, then they end up in the corner of the stable. And that's not where mum is. She's not stood in this corner. She stands still. That's the behaviour. The mums will stand still and wait for the crea to struggle to their feet. They cush first. They shiver. Doesn't matter what the weather's like. They would be shivering today, but they shiver every day. Even on a hot, sunny day, they shake, then shiver. They've just been born. And then they start to struggle and trying to find control of their limbs. And they manage to stand up and then fall over. They manage to stand up and stay standing up and then have to try and move. And if you've got flat ground, you're very, very fortunate. Where we are generally, there's a bit of flat ground, but not too much. And most of the time, they struggle to stand up because they're on a slope and they have to work that out as well as just standing up anyway. Whose legs are these? So they're getting their instincts. They go for the under the mum to go for the milk and then poke the head out the other side. And we play games trying to help. So all of these things are experience and instinct as well. Things for me in terms of my instincts and the shepherding instinct. I didn't realize I was a shepherd until we had alpacas. I didn't realize it was there, but shepherding alpacas is such a delight. And it allows expression of something I think that some of us have a lot of naturally, and others learn over time and experience. So you're not a lost cause by any means, and the mums are not lost causes. Some of them don't seem to show the kind of maternal instincts that you'd expect. But they do all right, and the crea turn out all right. So maternal instincts, crea instincts, and shepherd instincts. But sometimes there are problems. Sometimes a leg gets stuck, or a head gets stuck, or this is unusual, I'm not sure I've seen this before. And sometimes it's a very big crea and it's a little mum, small and compact, and a big baby. So all of those things, you have things that you can do which can tip things in the better direction. There are things that you can control and things that you can't. The bad weather or the bad timing or the whatever. 11 o'clock on a sunny day. May we have many of them. and trust the alpacas to know. Generally, they're pretty good. Actually, they're pretty good. And it's pretty good to leave them in control. We're there in a supporting role and there to help when needed. And there have been times when I have been needed with a jammed leg or a whatever. I have made a difference. It's made things better. Made things that were a bit ordinary and a bit into something that turned out to be extraordinary. So there we are. Making things go in a better direction. The ordinary becoming extraordinary. We are so privileged to have opportunity to be involved in these things, to be involved in an ordinary day that turns into an extraordinary day, to see things, to experience things, to be part of things, to be witnesses of the most amazing things that do go on. I love being around the alpacas, you know that. And there are things that seem very ordinary. And as I said, you don't know on a day what it is, whether it is an ordinary day or an extraordinary day. But you keep your wits about you, keep your ears about you. Stay curious, stay noticing things. And you can find some extraordinary things, some of the behavior, some of the things that happen, some of the things when they engage with you as an individual that are so precious. And but you can't organize it. You can't say, oh, today I'm going to have an extraordinary experience with my alpacas. Well, okay. One thing that will help with that, do you know one thing that will help with that? Of course you do. I tell you all the time, go spend some time with your alpacas. You got to be there, being around, watching, noticing, but spending time with them. It makes a difference. And it's much more likely that you'll have some extraordinary experiences if you're around with the alpacas. But it's the birds coming in, the interaction with cats, the interaction with people, with babies, and all kinds of things that go on that, are extraordinary. And you can't control it. There's very little that we can control, in fact, when I think about it. There are things that we can make a difference, but we can't really control these things. But let's put ourselves in a position where things are in the better half of, it's more likely to be this good thing. It's more likely to tip it in that direction. It's more likely to be extraordinary. So I wish you an ordinary day when you need one. There are sometimes, I'm sorry, too much excitement. I need an ordinary day. I just want a straightforward, ordinary day, please. But also, that those extraordinary things would happen too, that you'd have ordinary days that turn into magical, extraordinary days for you. And I'd love to hear if you've got any amazing stories of those times when ordinary has become extraordinary. Drop me a line at steve@alpacatribe.com. I'd love to hear from you. And we can share with other listeners if you're happy for me to do that. So yeah, let me know anything extraordinary that you've experienced with your alpacas. And in the meantime, go do something ordinary. Go spend some time with your alpacas and breathe. Take care. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.